This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. You can watch this show Monday through Friday while we're live on the air. The cameras are live. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. And then the show is looped. Actually, 24/7, you can see some kind of video happening. Best ofs over the weekend. They loop all they. I mean, by they, I mean Vaughn. He loops all the best of moments. And then today's show will be looped throughout the rest of the day. So you can enjoy that. RadioAlice.com/watch. The Pacific Sales President's Day event is on. Up to 35% off appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Pacific Sales, unbelievable selection with expert service. All right, celebrity trash time. We are going to start with Marilyn Manson. He had an onstage meltdown during a show in Long Island. This was, I think this was this past Thursday?
It was a few days ago, yeah. And I heard that it had happened, but I don't know what happened.
Well, the video's very long, so we're not going to play any video from it or anything. And really, it's him ranting, and you can't
A lot of cursing in it.
Yes, and you also can't really make out what he's saying.
Right,
in a lot
but it's
of it.
He's ODing, right?
That's the thought, is that this guy was wasted, and he's had a few incidents recently where it seemed like, uh-oh.
I've read about him that he has taken drugs to, he's one of those artists that thinks, I'll take a ton of drugs, I'll keep a pencil and pen around, and we'll see what happens.
Right.
And in some cases, he's probably produced results that make him think, I should keep doing that.
It's and in other cases, he takes the pencil and sticks himself in the eye.
Right.
Like, no...
Or does what you're about to tell us.
So he was more than 90 minutes late starting the show. He got through about 5 songs and then wound up leaving the show for good. The people who were there are saying, that he was wasted. He was rambling on about wanting more love from fans, and then he did a weird improvised spoken word thing while the band just kept a beat going behind him. They're all looking at each other. Doing side eyes. Like, we're still getting paid for this gig, right? I mean, we are here. We set up our equipment, and just because this guy doesn't seem to want to do the songs.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I know his guitar player does movie scores.
Oh.
So he.
What's his name? Is it the Ramirez guy?
No. Tyler Bates, I think, is his name. But he does movie scores and actually flies in to do the concerts and flies back
out to
keep working on his...
To his day job.
Yeah, exactly right.
One fan tweeted, Marilyn Manson ended the show by dropping the mic mid-song, pushing over a speaker, and then falling off the stage.
You know what? If you look up... I don't even remember what to... Oh, Bryn's got it right there. I don't even remember what I looked up. Oh, there it is. And
he pushes it over.
Oh, you don't get to see him fall.
I don't see him falling.
If you look
They might
up,
have just added that. They're a fan.
Not that any of you care, but there are stage wipeouts by Marilyn Manson that are awesome. Mm-hmm. And the guy is like so very... He's so careless with his drug use and his person.
Mm.
Like his physical being. You see him wipe out on his face.
Yeah. Well, this one, he still has that boot on. What did he do? Was it the guns
gun thing that fell on him?
You can actually, and of course the gun scaffold prop is still part of the show. I guess he just doesn't climb it anymore. He basically pulled it over onto himself. I mean, it's not, and he's been walking around in a boot ever since. I'm sure he's been medicating for that. You know what? I'm actually going to skip ahead to a different story because we're sort of on this topic. I can find it. Flea did a piece. Here it is.
I love Flea.
I know. Me too. So anyway, but to finish off the Marilyn Manson story, he's clearly abusing something. And as he fell off the stage, fans were screaming, F you, Manson. F you, Manson. F you. That was the chant. Band's like, bye. I think we're done. That guy doesn't seem like he's coming
back.
Yeah,
that is too bad.
Flea, it's heartbreaking, the whole opioid crisis thing. And actually, there's a few things about it today. We, in fact, for this day in history, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers that, you know, Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Yeah.
Dude overdosed of heroin at age 25. Like, I didn't even realize that. I felt like, oh, he's an old-timey guy, you know, wholesome kid from the 50s. But no, apparently not.
Turn it off.
Well, his music is pretty poppy.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think heroin, but tons of artists fall for that heroin.
But a 25-year-old kid, like, it's just, you know, it's been rampant. And certainly we've heard about it our whole lives. And please talking about how, you know, all the friends he's lost and the times he's almost lost himself.
What's this guy's name that's singing?
Frankie Lyman. M-O-N.
Well, this drugs have been around forever.
Well, sure. You just don't really, I don't know, unless you're dealing with someone who's dealing with an opioid addiction, which a lot of people are now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Flea is talking about his own problems with addiction. I just found this super compelling, and so I'm going to read you a little bit of it. He writes in an op-ed, which I don't see what. Oh, for Time Magazine, which I think is only online now. Is that right? Is Time still being produced on newsstands?
I haven't bought Time in a long time.
I think it is because so I was
am
just
I thinking
in
a
the...
Newsweek that's not?
Newsweek's okay. Gone.
So he wrote this, and part of it goes, there is obviously a time when painkillers should be prescribed, but medical professions should be more discerning. He talks about how he broke his arm snowboarding.
Do you remember that? That story made the news.
I do vaguely remember him breaking his arm, but he's basically saying, look, at that point, they should have asked me if I had a problem. Like, the guy gave me a 2-month supply of opioids, of OxyContin. So he talked about his own addiction. I've been around substance abuse since the day I was born. The Temptation of Drugs is a Bitch, by the way, is the title of his op-ed. I saw 3 of my dearest friends die from drugs before they turned 26. I had some close calls myself. It was a powerful yearning to be a good father that eventually inspired a sense of self-preservation. And in 1993, at the age of 30, I finally got that drugs were destructive and robbing my life force. I cut them out forever. Temptation is a bitch, though. He says of defeating his own addiction, I can meditate, exercise, pray, go to a shrink, work patiently and humbly through my most difficult relationship problems, or I can meet a dealer, cop a bag of dope for $50 and fix it all in a minute. What I've learned is to always be grateful for my pain. The mindset has helped me stay away from the temptation of drugs. He talked about this experience with OxyContin and how the medical community makes it easy to get addicted to opioids. He says he actually calls dealers in the seedy world of narcotics have changed from scary gun-toting criminals to healthcare providers. A few years ago, I broke my arm snowboarding, had to have major surgery. My doctor put me back together perfectly, and thanks to him, I can still play bass with all my heart. But he also gave me a 2-month supply of OxyContin. The bottle said to take 4 each day. I was high as hell when I took those things. It not only quelled my physical pain, but all my emotions as well. I only took 1 a day, but I was not present for my kids. My creative spirit went into decline, and I became depressed. I stopped taking them after a month. But I could have easily gotten another refill. There is obviously a time when painkillers should be prescribed, but medical professions should be more discerning. It's also equally obvious that part of any opioid prescription should include follow-up, monitoring, and a clear solution and path to rehab if anyone becomes addicted. Big Pharma could pay for this with a percentage of their huge profits. Addiction is a cruel disease, and the medical community, together with the government, should offer help to all of those who need. So there's that. I just thought that would be a nice follow-up since we're talking about Marilyn Manson. And
that's
his
awesome
quite
that he wrote
obvious.
That because he has the experience to put it out there and enough popularity that people go, oh, Flea from the Red Hots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I do think he's making a great point, which most people don't get enough credit, I guess. And I'm not talking about addicts. I'm talking about the regular person who has to go through life and deal with life's pains head on.
Mm-hmm.
Addicts, because we've learned to avoid, have this way of going, well, something hurts.
Right. I can
smoke,
do this other thing.
Drink, whatever. And you don't deal with any of the stuff that's... And it is a disease, and I suffer from it. I'm not saying that we don't have a real problem
sober right?
But still, I think that what he's pointing out is... That avoidance thing is horrible.
Mm.
That he's right. He could go avoid that, and having to face it is the the task of the day. And most people, you getting up hearing this right now, you deal with that. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, break up. You hear people write us all the time.
Right.
My bastard ex-husband. Well, yeah, and you're dealing with it. And it sucks.
It does suck.
But good on you that you're taking it head on and dealing with it and right. not being a junkie. And you'll face it eventually if you survive your addiction. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Well, you know, the problem is that people get these prescriptions, find themselves addicted to opioids, and then they get cut off.
Right. Oh, and that then, well, that aspect of it for sure is.
And now they're going to go score whatever they need
drugs.
To on
right.
the street. Exactly.
That's,
I mean,
there's
it's
no
just,
doubt they've
I mean,
created
regular
a,
people become, you know, they're just doing through their lives. And what? I'm a heroin addict?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
Yeah, I mean, the
what?
Signs for me were there. I was walking around with a 12-pack in my leather jacket.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was clear. There was headed for trouble.
But it was also the signs of being a teenager, too. Like, there, you know, I have to admit that while you did hide your problems very well for a long time. But nothing that you described was any different than anybody I knew growing up.
Yeah.
You know, you hit it well. You never know who's going to be the one who tips over the edge and the one who's going to be like, oh, well, I guess I better get my ass together.
Right.
I got this job to do.
Sure.
Anyway, super.
Flea.
Just, yeah, Flea, super sad. Marilyn Manson, super sad. That guy doesn't seem in any hurry to help himself.
Well, that goes back to what I think I said, which is he's probably made money off it enough times where he says, you know, it's profitable.
What do I care? Elton John, who's had his own share of
addiction,
yeah. et cetera. You know, he's got his life together. He's a married dude. He's got kids.
Father.
He's sure. I just announced that his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is on 300 more shows, and he's done. Over the course of 3 years, the kids will be all grown up and moved out by then. I got to spend more time with them. In the middle, he was playing Caesar's Palace in Vegas. Let's see. This was a while ago, too, because Mardi Gras was happening.
Maybe.
Yeah. But it was Mardi Gras time, so it's been a little while. But, you know, we were on vacation for a week, so this is getting to me now. In the middle of Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, someone in the – do you have the actual moment of impact? Someone in the audience – I don't know. Some lady's on stage.
Well, he invited some people up, right?
So she's filming a selfie, and she's uh-huh. standing right behind him. So you can see the whole thing happen. These beads just whack him in the mouth. And
big beads, too.
They do look like pretty large beads for a Mardi Gras necklace.
Yeah.
You know, they're not the little plastic beads. Mm-hmm. He's not happy about it.
Well, it bounced off the piano top into his mouth.
Yeah, it smacked him pretty hard. And so this is a very short video, but this pause went on for quite some time.
It did. I saw one where it was a longer pause, and you could
He's
tell
pissed.
He just gritted his teeth and was just channeling everything he had to not get up and beat someone down. I
yeah.
mean, even for Elton John, he was trying everything he had.
You can see him mouth
to
the F
be
word.
Calm.
That's nice. Knowing he knows that word.
Right.
You know, he knows some bad
and
words.
And then he just kept on going.
And then he sat back down at the piano and started singing again. Let
I'm
it go.
I'm well paid to finish these songs.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. that's a pro.
And I can go be a bitch backstage when this is over.
Yep.
And never again am I going to invite people up, or what can I do to prevent this?
Right. Well, it is a freak thing, but nobody wants crap thrown at them,
no.
you know? See the people getting hit with water bottles, and you're like, yeah, that'd make me mad, too.
Stuff hurts.
I have a long version up right now.
Okay. So
there.
This is him. And he's about to get hit. Oh, he already got
yeah,
hit?
Yeah, he already got hit.
Oh.
He's super not happy. Is that blood on his mouth?
Yeah, it looks like it did. They...
Oh, he's so bummed. Oh, look at him. He's just like, I want to leave mm-hmm. right now.
Oh, they give him a towel to see if there's blood. Well, if you've ever knocked your tooth, that hurts. And if you've ever been, you know, bopped in the mouth, that hurts too.
Yep, yeah. It does. Really quickly, because this was on everybody's radar yesterday, Heather Locklear, tough night Sunday night.
Oh, man.
It was just a whole thing that went down. Her brother started this thing by, well, I think Heather started this, but he started the part we know about by calling the police. She was having a fight with her boyfriend.
Who's the boyfriend?
He is her high school sweetheart. They have apparently...
Don't tell me they reconnected on Facebook.
It doesn't say where, but apparently they were high school sweethearts. They recently started dating again. I don't know how long they've been together. Chris Heiser is his name. He comes into the story actually a little later as well. They're having a fight. She almost bit off the tip of his nose. And that was, I guess, when the brother said, okay, this is getting out of control. I don't know if it's true that she almost bit his nose off, but there was some visible mark when the cops showed up. So they arrested her. They tried to arrest her. At that point, she became combative. She punched a female cop and a male cop, kicked another male cop in the groin. She called them all a bunch of effing a-holes. And she was so bad, they actually had to force her into a police car.
Oh, my gosh. Heather!
I know. She was charged with one felony count of domestic battery, three misdemeanor charges of battery on a peace officer. She was released yesterday after posting a 20 grand bail.
Her what's radical about her is she's... Did you say her age?
She's got to be my age, 50.
56.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was going to say, she's older than you. Yeah.
Wow.
For sure. And what do you think she weighs? 110?
Oh, yeah. She's like 5'5". She's a tiny little thing. You know those tiny ones all wiry?
Yeah.
Man, they got strength.
Like tangling with a chihuahua.
And especially if she's back to prescription
drugs.
Well, she's back to something, man.
She's on drugs. She's a junkie. All these stories have a connecting line, and it's drugs.
Yeah.
Heather's boyfriend, this dude that whose nose she almost bit off, was arrested a few hours later for drunk driving.
They're
both great.
Whoa.
And I don't have more on him, but she's out right now on $20,000 bail, and we'll be hearing about the court case. So.
When I looked at that, I looked up the old stories of her.
Yeah.
She was arrested for DUI while running over and backing up and running over again a pair of sunglasses. And running over and backing up and going back and forth over a pair of sunglasses. And someone went, what is that person doing? And then she was arrested for DUI. Like,
Poor Heather.
What did those glasses do to you?
Oh, they must have been her boyfriend's or husband's, something. They were someone's glasses.
She was such a delight for so long.
I wasn't done that.
I feel bad. I have never done that.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've never done that?
Run over something back and forth? No, I can honestly say I've never done that. Are you guys saying you both done that?
No, I've never done that.
Oh,
yeah, right.
No, I haven't. I haven't done that. I have destroyed sunglasses before.
I blasted up a curb, though, into a field.
That was the day you were lucky there were no trees planted.
Uh-huh.
All right, what's coming up in the news? The day I was lucky. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Zelle. Imagine Dragons coming to Concord Pavilion. Concord Pavilion, July 24th. The tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, or you can just win a pair right now. Call number 9-800-400-3697 wins a pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons, July 24th, Concord Pavilion.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice.
You're playing. Called hard to get by its real name.
Make you believe that
you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
Thank you, Bryn, for the pause there, but don't let me cut you guys off.
Don't worry, somehow we never do.
I know.
I can't help but sing it.
I know. I looked over, I'm like, he just so does not want to hear this again. But then Bryn kept going. I'm like, the hell with it, I'm going.
I think he does, because why else would
I love Jane, and I love the song, and I love the whole show that you guys, I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
I really do.
Thank you.
So, what? The hell are you talking about? Anyway, Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice is excellent. No, not
Jane, you're playing a game called. Sure, people even in their car are like, yeah.
Jane,
I've heard this a few times.
Yeah. Here's what's happening, everyone. 6:40.
Yeah.
Don't forget, time change is coming in a couple weeks.
I know, I'm so excited. I mean, I hate the spring forward because it does screw up your sleep and you get an hour less sleep, but I do love later nights of light.
Yes, me too.
Did
you
see
do
this
stuff after dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Picture anywhere yesterday?
Is it snow?
It's snow-ish.
Is it in Tahoe?
It's the hail.
Is it in Sacramento?
Oh, my God.
Yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. God, that looks like massive amounts of snow.
Yeah, it came down that hard in Sacramento, of all places.
Crazy weather yesterday.
So they
crazy.
Had tons of accidents up there as, you know, Californians. Don't surprise us with something like that. My God.
We can't handle it.
Right.
Well, they were saying there was a dusting of snow at Mount Hamilton in the South Bay.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Wow. So anyway, Sacramento got, as we got experienced some rain, Sacramento actually got hail to the point where it filled up the streets and caused accidents.
Jesus.
Which brings me to my next story. Self-driving cars with no in-vehicle backup driver get the okay for California public roads beginning April 2nd.
Really?
So this has been a trip because I've certainly seen the self-driving cars out on 280 with a driver behind the wheel, yeah. But they are there.
So this
for...
is there is no place for a driver to sit. There's no steering wheel. There's no takeover.
Well, there is a takeover. That's why I wanted to do the story. They have to have a remote operator. A form of backup up is still mandatory for a time because they need someone overseeing the car from a location outside the car in order to communicate with law enforcement as well as passengers and other cars in the event of an accident.
Oh.
Imagine that. So you're driving down the road. A self-driving car plows you, or you plow it, and then you realize there's no one there to talk to.
Just the person in the back.
I mean, you boogie, right?
Is it not taking pictures of you?
I don't know. That's the point. They need someone there. Under these new regulations, driverless cars being tested on public roads must have a remote operator monitoring the car, ready to take over as needed. That remote operator will be overseeing the car from a location outside of the car, but they'll be available in some way, shape, or form in case something were to happen with the car.
And so is this going to be the new alarm monitoring thing? Like, there's going to be some person who's sitting there and, you know, if a warning light goes off, now they are responding to that, as you know.
I wish I could tell you exactly how it would work. I haven't watched a video on this, but I think it's riveting because, yeah, these cars will be out there. They've got an operator remotely from outside the car monitoring what's happening very carefully, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. These tests are important. You got to believe.
I'm just, you know, if these things are going to be okay to put on roads as of April 2nd, I have so many questions about...
Well, they're being put on the road to test them.
Okay.
So they're not being put on the road yet in a way that
I can't go buy one.
Yeah, they're not filling the roads up with these, but
damn
they're going to test them.
Yeah.
And it's the next step in this process, which will, in our lifetime, happen.
Pretty incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
It's happening in our lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's happening. Like, I'm telling you, GM and Ford have plans for the next couple of years to roll these things out. Like, available.
The remote operator is no longer required to take over the car. Just facilitate communication while it monitors the status of the vehicle. Neat. Why are you making a face?
This is crazy.
The stuff you want so desperately.
Yeah, it's great, but it's, you know, sometimes, you know, you get what you want and you're like, oh, man, I didn't want that. Didn't know it was going to be like that. Just hope it all goes smoothly. That's all.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, I'm sure. What could possibly happen? Can't think of one thing that can go wrong.
A lot of people.
Vinny, you mentioned someone was saying they got into an accident. One of those accidents you were talking about, snow in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
He was hit by a very young girl who just had never been in those kind of conditions before, and she completely lost control of her car. Which reminded me, did you see on Facebook our friend Shawnee Wani got into a bad accident yesterday?
I did not.
I didn't know
a truck
that.
Landed on top of his
oh
car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
Yes. And it was in the Press Democrat yesterday, a picture of the whole accident.
So a truck shot off an overpass or what?
No, I don't know. I don't know the road there. Brian, I don't know if you could pull it up. I had it on my phone.
I had it, too. I can't find it right now.
Did Shawnee post about it? Because that
he did,
would
he
mean
posted from the hospital, yeah. So he's
oh God,
doing
poor Shawnee. Where is he?
He's home now.
Oh,
wow! That's his burgundy, yeah. Whatever that is.
Yeah,
Honda of sorts.
Huh?
Oh my God!
I know, right?
That's horrible. Oh, poor Shawnee.
The roads are gnarly.
Yeah,
they are.
I see it all the time on 17. Accidents just like that.
Well, what do you think? I mean, if we all go to self-driving cars, or is it going to be better? Will it be safer out there, Vinny?
Well, yeah, I guess it will be. Because one thing for sure about operator error is that we are all, even on our best days, tempted to look at the phone, change the radio station, go faster to make up the time we lost because we had to stop and go pee, or whatever. Mm. Your driverless car, I would imagine, isn't going to do that for you.
Right.
I mean, are they?
Maybe we'll have a little bathroom in it. Be great. Like a little driverless living
pod.
No,
you can just go before you. No. But I have to believe they're going to have gaiters on it, right? I mean, you can't.
You've got to be able to tell it, I really have to pay. You're going to have to find a...
Oh, no, no, no. I mean for speed. Like, you can't go, you know, hey, driverless car, do 80.
Right.
It's going to say, no, we don't do 80.
I wonder, though, if at some point they will, when there's enough driverless cars out on the road, they'll all just be talking to each other and going, you know, you go 100 miles an hour down 280.
Okay, but that's a fully integrated technology as
that's
opposed
where we're headed.
To the mix, which... Right. Won't go anywhere near that.
Is it going to happen in your lifetime?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Full integration?
Sure.
You think so?
Yep.
That all driver-operated cars will be off the road in your lifetime?
I'll say that 99%. Well, there are always going to be car enthusiasts, people who want to drive.
Well, too bad for them.
Yeah, it is too bad for them.
You'll have
to. No, I think it's
drive in circles in a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah, do donuts.
Or separate highways. They could have, you know.
All the crappy ones and then really good ones for driverless cars.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how that'll work.
Yeah, I know.
Trip.
Get all phased out.
A new study ranked the 116 biggest cities in the country from the hardest working to the laziest.
Oh.
What's the laziest city? We got to guess this one.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Is it a small town or is it a big town?
It looks like it's small towns are the laziest. Okay. The biggest city, the hardest working are big cities.
Mm. Is it like Chicago?
San Francisco.
Oh, we're number one?
Number one.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Fremont, California, number two.
Pretty hard working cities.
Well, we need to pay for stuff.
Yeah, that's true. You seen the rent? Seen those rent bills?
Yeah. For the money. So hard for the money.
Oakland, California, number six on the list.
Wow. Hard working.
Pretty neat. Chicago did make the list in the top 10, but and so did Boston is in the top 10.
It is funny, though. It's all, you know, pretty expensive places to live. You do have to hustle. You want to make your rent.
What about
the laziest ones?
Well, that is, there it is. We do have a lot, like, there's a huge homeless problem, right? And mm-hmm. There's a segment of it where you go, oh, drug and alcohol addiction is awful.
Mental health problems.
And then mental health problems are another percentage of it. There are also lazy mofos out there that you knew them in school. They're like, I don't like school. Neither do I, but we have to go. What are you talking about? You're going to ditch every day from now on until... And they're still ditching. Except they have to live in the streets because they ditch work, they ditch school, they ditch
their family.
Everything their whole life. Right. Mm. I'm not doing that. Great. Mm.
Right. You don't even have a bed.
Yeah.
Well, they did until people finally yanked that from them.
Yeah.
Until someone
paying
finally
for that
said,
bed anymore.
I've had it.
Mm. Hey,
with your lazy ass.
Is Detroit one of the laziest cities?
Detroit is not. Columbia, South Carolina, Charleston, West Virginia, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Fresno, California.
Fresno?
No!
Bakersfield, California.
Laziest.
Hell on
earth.
What are
they basing this on?
Let me see. The study is based on things like average hours of work per week, commute times, the percentage of people with multiple jobs, and people's leisure time, among other things. Mm. You know, there are people who are good at burning up time, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those people who can just grab a seat and they're like, eh. And then 6 hours later, there they are. What's up?
Yeah, I can do that.
You can?
Oh, hell yeah. Saturday? Yes. I pee first. And then I go get all cozy on the couch.
And then what?
Nestle in. I don't know. Watch TV, do Sudokus. Text people on my phone.
Well, you're doing something at least. My goodness. I was actually talking about that just sitting there. But
mean just sitting and
six hours?
Yeah. Sure. Oh, my God.
Well, no one just sits there. I mean, people at least watch TV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just sit on like a porch swing or something though, with nothing else going on. Just like think your little thoughts and be swinging on your porch swing. I can do that. For like an hour, I guess.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Not for 6 hours.
Yeah,
hammock though. Give me a hammock. I'm afraid to sleep in that.
That's just sleeping though.
Yeah, that's not sitting there.
Can you do that, Bryn?
I can sleep for days. I don't sit there normally. I'm watching TV or something, but
you can't just sit somewhere.
Yeah, it's hard for me to.
I can't even sit and watch TV. There's just no way.
No, I know. I've met you.
Yeah, that is not happening.
You have to have at least three screens going at any given
time. Or three other things. I could have laundry going.
Yeah.
I could have 10 at once. Oh, man, I forgot I'd started a whole project in the front yard. Let me get all that. I cannot just sit there.
What project do you do in your front yard?
Probably cleaning, washing my wetsuit down from my morning surf, and there's booties all over, whatever. And then someone came out and said, hey, can you? And I went, sure.
You abandoned.
And I realize now the hose. And
it's all out there.
I'll get to it all, though. That's why I'm not sitting still.
Mm.
Busy. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. I'm 39 and never saw Dynasty when it originally aired. But one day, I found an entire seasons on Netflix Prime and watched it from beginning to end.
Oh, my God.
There's
wow.
There's someone who can really burn up a day.
I don't think I ever watched Dynasty either. I was aware of it, and I knew some of the people that were on it.
I used to watch it with my dad.
I watched it with my mom.
Yeah,
you
want to
guess how many episodes there are of Dynasty?
How many seasons was it on?
Hold on.
Because
well,
it would
just
be 20.
Guess how many episodes?
I'll say 260 episodes.
Hold on.
Is it on 10 years?
Yeah, because was it 22, 23 episodes per year?
At least.
210.
And you said, what did you say, Sarah?
260.
What did you say, Yuzette?
I'm going to say 245.
Tell them, Bryn.
220.
Oh,
you guys both went over. I won.
Ding, ding.
Where's my $5?
I don't have $5.
$5. Don't just randomly hand out $5 on this show. I don't know where you got that idea.
Did you hear I won?
He won. Congratulations. You get to carry that with you all day. The pride of knowing that you came the closest without going over.
All right. Did I win skipping the meeting today?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
We all going to that?
Is that?
What?
Wait. I just won skipping the meeting.
Today. I have a lot to do today. We'll see how it goes.
Didn't I get an excuse permission slip?
No, absolutely not, sir.
Absolutely not.
Don't look at me, Vin. I'm going to the meeting. I really feel like I got to.
Ask.
And Vinny, you should really try to sit with us this time.
Yeah, Vin.
Ask.
We know how
Hold
you like to
minute.
Sit in back.
So I get there early, get a whole row of seats for you guys, and then you go and sit somewhere else.
That is
and
such,
that's on me.
Such
you
revisionist
know where we
history.
Like to sit. You know where we like
you know
to
where
sit.
We like to sit. And you were sitting at the end. You might have saved a row, but you sat a bunch of people in it by the time we got down there. You're sitting at the end, hidden. Uh-huh. The only reason we knew you there is because everyone can hear your voice from everywhere they are.
Right,
anywhere in the
sure.
building. Like, oh, Vinny's way over there.
Oh, there's the voice.
The million-dollar question is, is Bryn going to be there today?
Oh, Bryn's running out of the room right now.
Oh!
I think his baby has a doctor's appointment.
Of course he does.
I think I need to go to that.
You got a doctor's hand to kiss or something?
Here's my question. Can we put it on our timesheet that we're going to this thing or no?
I would think so.
Okay, great.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I don't know.
It didn't work then.
The button I hit didn't do anything?
God,
I had to take my headphones off to go hit a button.
And what'd it do?
You don't have to. You know that your headphones will reach.
They won't. They don't reach.
Why don't you have?
That's the cord.
Oh, yeah, your cord's small.
It doesn't reach.
Hey, Bryn, you
need a bigger cord.
Does Bryn's kid have a doctor's appointment?
Bryn comes in with a mouthful of food. That is a move
Breakfast,
I've ever seen.
You know?
One. Jesus.
Bryn, your kid have a doctor appointment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's got shots.
Well, yeah. I guess it's going to be Sarah and me.
right.
I'm fine with that, human.
Take a couple of those interns up there. Do they need to be there?
No,
for it?
They don't. We'll take notes, you guys. We'll let you know.
Thank
what
you so much. Sure. Well, that's what a win gets me.
Well, let's just sit in the back near the exit.
Okay. Down with that. Are they feeding us lunch at this thing?
They better. Hour and a half? Are you kidding?
It's an hour and a half?
Yeah,
don't
it's
be
11
cheap.
To 12:30.
Don't be cheap.
Yeah.
There's 200 seats up there, by the way.
Oh, yeah, well, there may be.
Might want to go.
There might be three empty seats. 197.
Yikes. That's too bad.
All right, let's...
I got a bum hip.
We're going to take
a break.
Oh,
you do?
Look at me.
That doesn't look right.
I wish you were watching the Looking Glass feed right now. That does look painful, Vinny.
Yeah, I can't.
All right, we'll be back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.